Happy Tuesday. It is May 7th, 2024. You are now listening to or watching Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. My name's Ariel Nissenblatt. My co-host is Ned Donovan. Ned Donovan has a tip for us today.
Yeah, and the tip is this. Sometimes you're considering paying for things, sometimes you're not. But I always find asking, how much does it cost me in my life to not pay for this? And how is that compared to generally what I make in an hourly perspective? For instance, in New York, parking is a nightmare. And I used to spend so much time in my car looking for parking, especially if I got out of, you know, recording sessions late at night and parking was locked up. And I used to have a budget line item for parking tickets. Like, that's how often I was sure I was going to have to park in front of a hydrant. And I started tracking how many hours in a month I was looking for parking, and then I would compare it to how much it would cost me to pay for parking in my neighborhood. And I discovered I was spending between 12 and 15 hours a month on the low end, often closer to 20.
Looking?
Just looking for parking
that's
spaces.
That's so depressing.
And it only cost me about 5 hours of my hourly to pay for parking in my neighborhood. So I decided I'd rather save a bunch of time in my life, work some extra hours, but end up with more hours to play with every month, and I started paying for parking. I recommend just doing quick analysis, but I really believe in time is money, and you should calculate how much yours costs you.
Damn. How much are you worth, Tippendales? Let us know in the comments, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
You don't have to tell us your monetary value.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Just tell us you have worth.
Yeah, tell us how much you love yourself. Tell us how much your family members love you. We'd love to, yeah.
That's right.
Let us in. Let us in. That's what I meant.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.